Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. You know what time it is? It's the beginning of a new year. Happy New Year! For many, the new year is a time of hope. It's a good time to forget about the bad things in the past and look forward to the hopeful future. And for many, it's the perfect time to make resolutions. That is, to make some life changes. The title of our lesson is New Year's Resolutions. Are you good at keeping New Year's resolutions? Why do people choose the new year to make big changes in their lives? Think about those questions as we get started. Open up your magazine and come on, let's begin.
New Year's resolutions. Is a new year really the time to change your life? It's January 1st, the day when many people around the world announce their New Year's resolutions. In theory, a new year should be the time when people change their habits. In practice, it doesn't work that way. There are some advantages to choosing January 1st to start new habits. For one thing, it comes right after several holidays. And for many people, holidays are associated with food, often food that isn't very healthy.
Hi everyone, Happy New Year, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看的是 resolution 这个名词。Resolution 在这里是指决心或决定。如果下决定要做某件事的话，是用 make a resolution 后面加不定词 to 再加上原形动词。例如 Diane made a resolution to jog 5 miles every day. Diane 下定决心每天要跑步5英里。Resolution 也指解决或解决的方式。如果要说明什么问题的解决方式的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,cutting expenses might be the resolution to the company's financial problems. 减少开销也许是这个公司财务困境的解决之道。接下来我们看的是 theory 这个名词。theory 是指理论或学说。例如 ,Einstein's theory of relativity 是指爱因斯坦的相对论。但是今天课文提到的这个片语 in theory 是指按理说或者是理论上而言。例如 in theory, this antivirus software can protect my computer from being infected. 只有理论而言，这个防毒软体可以保护我的电脑不受病毒侵袭。或者是 in theory, more brains are better than one. In practice, it can be very ineffective.按理说三个臭皮匠胜过一个诸葛亮，但是实际上可能会非常没有果效。
Happy New Year to you.
Woo!
Happy New Year to you.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute, that's not the song we sing at New Year. Don't we sing, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
That song.
How does it go?
I forget the words.
It's got some interesting English words. It's called Auld Lang Syne. That is the name of that popular New Year's song, friends. And because it is January 1st, Rebecca, now it's time for both of us to wish everybody
a Happy New Year.
See you next time. I'm just kidding. We're just getting started right now about New Year's resolutions.So let's get right into our lesson today. First of all, that title, New Year's Resolutions. Now, a resolution is what you resolve to do. You're trying to make a change in your life, and you really want to make that change.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at some popular New Year's resolutions. I think we have a picture of a list of resolutions. Rebecca, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of a New Year's resolution?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is change.
Uh-huh.
We're going to make some change.
Good.
And of course, as you could see in this picture, mm-hmm. this person wants to save money. They want to exercise and get fit, find a better job, help others, travel. stop procrastinating. That's a big word.
Yeah.
Procrastinating.
That's right. If you stop procrastinating, that means you do things early. You don't put it off until the last minute. And, of course, the last one here is to enjoy life. Rebecca, it sounds kind of like the resolutions that I make. They're not very specific. Well, some of them are, like help others. That's not very specific. Maybe I need to be more specific with my resolutions. Then I can actually reach those goals.
Right, because if you just write down help others, mm-hmm. maybe I washed your dish for you. Is that helping others?
Yeah.
Did I meet my New Year's resolution? I don't know. It's a good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, friends, we are talking about New Year's resolutions, and our lesson says it's January 1st, the day when many people around the world announce their New Year's resolutions. So is this really the year to change your life?
The year or the day or the week? When is the best time to change your life? That is a good question. Well, the next sentence says something that I think most people believe. In theory, a new year should be the time when people change their habits. And there's a difference between something in theory and something in practice. The next sentence says, in practice, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So in practice, another word we could use is practically. Or this means to do something and not just think about the possibility. So usually we use this phrase mm-hmm. when we're contrasting something with in theory.
So, for example, in theory, it would be great if, you know, we could cook every dinner, every meal at home.
Mm-hmm.
But in practice, it really doesn't happen because, you know, we get busy, I get busy, and I'm not home every single night to cook dinner.
Hey, that's a good example. In theory, you could cook every night, but practically speaking, it's not that easy. Sometimes we might say it's easier said than done. That's a good phrase to know, too. Well, how does our lesson continue?
Well, in practice, it doesn't work that way. There are some advantages to choosing January 1st. To start new habits. For one thing, it comes right after several holidays. I think I know where our author's getting at.
Mm-hmm. We're going to learn more about that in a minute. But first, let's take a look at that little phrase, for one thing, and another that's not in our lesson, but sometimes people follow with for another. Okay, you use these phrases when you want to share reasons for something or to explain something further.
For example, I'm sorry, but I can't go on the trip with your family. For one thing, I can't take the time off work. For another, it's too expensive.
Good example. So friends, if you want to explain something to your friends and you have several reasons, you could use these useful phrases. For one thing and for another. We read on here, for one thing, it comes right after several holidays. And for many people, holidays are associated with food, often foods that aren't very healthy. All right, we do have more to learn about what people do because these foods aren't healthy, right? But for now, let's take a look at this phrase, associate with. Now, this is one idea or thing that makes you think of another. Or perhaps maybe the two things are linked somehow.
For example, oftentimes people associate the color red with Chinese New Year.
Ah.
See red and you think, oh, Chinese New Year. Or you hear about Chinese New Year, you think about the color red.
Well, especially around this time of year, I associate the color red with love. But what do you associate the color red with? You can use this phrase, what do you associate with something else?
Well, I think it's time for us to ring out the old and ring in the new.
It's time for us to ring in the
Info Cloud.
Happy New Year, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud.
I hope you all had a great New Year's Eve celebrating the arrival of 2018. Other than the new year, I also want to welcome our new teacher, Rex, to the program.
Thank you for introducing me, Carolyn. I'm very excited to be here. And friends, I also want to wish you a Happy New Year. This is also one of my favorite times of the year.
Yes, it is definitely a very special time. People often associate the new year with new beginnings and new hopes and plans for their lives. But did you know, Rex, other than saying Happy New Year, people also say ring out the old year and ring in the new.
Wow, that sounds very poetic and British. In fact, we don't hear that phrase a lot in Asia. What do people use to ring out the old year and ring in the new? Usually, church bells.
Before the times of the internet, television, or even the radio, people in the West relied mainly on church bells to signal the time of day.
And in England, bell towers would ring out the old year at midnight on New Year's Eve and welcome in the new year with a joyful sound of bells.
So when the bell rings at midnight, you know it's time to say goodbye to the old year and welcome the new year.
新的一年到来, Happy New Year 是大家经常听到也经常使用的问候语。但其实在亚洲我们比较少听到的是 Ring out the old year and ring in the new 来祝贺别人新年快乐。这个片语最早出现在19世纪英国诗人 Alfred Tennyson 的诗词当中，用来表达类似华人文化中除旧布新的观念。 这句话的重点在于 ring 这个字，代表教堂的钟声在12月31号的午夜响起，向大家宣告新年已经来到。Ring out 有送走、退场的含义，而 ring in the new year 就是迎接新的一年。这就是2018年第一天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. In theory, the new year is a great time to make some changes in your life, right? It's a good time to change your habits, to do something new. But in practice, is it the best time to make resolutions? Well, the name of our lesson is New Year's Resolutions. And we're going to continue learning about why people choose the new year to make resolutions.
New Year's Resolutions. After a month or so of lots of eating, people begin to realize that they need to change. It's no wonder that losing weight is one of the most popular resolutions every year. While many people's desire to change is real, most New Year's resolutions don't last all year, or even all month. One survey indicated that the average resolution only lasts 3.5 weeks. For many, an honest resolution might be, I will eat healthy food until I start craving dessert, and then I'll go back to eating normally.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 survey 这个名词， S-U-R 这个字首是指在什么之上， B-E-Y 这个字根有看的意思， 所以 survey 是指调查或民意调查。 例如, the research team is conducting a survey to find out the cause of the disease. 这个研究团队正在进行调查，要找出这个疾病的病因。或者是 extensive survey showed the connection between obesity and heart disease. 大量研究调查都显示肥胖与心脏病之间的关联。Survey 可以当动词，例如 the building site was surveyed by geologists before the construction began. 这个建地在开工前已经经过了地质学家的检测。就我们看 crave 这个动词， crave 是指渴望或渴求。例如 Jocelyn craves sweets when she's under pressure. Jocelyn 有压力的时候就会渴望吃甜食。或者是 after a cold and snowy week, people craved warm sunshine. 经历一周寒冷又下雪的日子，人们渴望温暖的阳光。Crave 的现在分词 craving, C-R-A-V-I-N-G, 也可以当名词。如果要说明对什么事物的渴望的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,this gifted child has a strong craving for knowledge. 这位天资优异的孩子相当求知若渴。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle.All right, let's continue learning about New Year's resolutions here. So earlier we said that holidays are associated with food, often foods that aren't very healthy. And I know not everybody in Asia celebrates Christmas, but in the West, a lot of people celebrate on December 25th, right? So you've got December 25th, January 1st. This whole season, these few weeks, are associated with holidays, and holidays are associated with good food.But sometimes foods that are not very healthy.
And we read after a month or so of lots of eating, people begin to realize that they need to change. It's no wonder that losing weight is one of the most popular resolutions every year. Now, we really like the phrase, it's no wonder that, so it's no wonder that we want to talk about it.
Exactly. You use this phrase when you want to share something thatis not surprising for people to hear. So it's not surprising that losing weight is one of the most popular resolutions.
Now here's another way that you can use this phrase. Vicky arrived very late last night from her trip. It's no wonder that she didn't come into the office this morning. She needed more sleep.
It's no wonder that she's really tired.
Right.
Okay, well, let's continue learning with the next paragraph here. While many people's desire to change is real, most New Year's resolutions don't last all year or even all month. Okay, let's take a break and talk about this little word, to last. It's a good word to know. If it lasts, that means it keeps going or it keeps working or it keeps doing something the way that it is supposed to do.
Now, when I hear this word,The first thing that came to my mind was pain. Let's say that you get hurt. You fell down and hurt yourself. Don't worry. The pain won't last forever. It will eventually go away.
Well, we hope the pain won't last forever. Well, friends, you know our lessons don't last forever, of course. We only have a limited amount of time. So let's move on to the next sentence here. One survey indicated that the average resolution... only lasts 3.5 weeks. Isn't that encouraging, Rebecca?
Actually, I felt very discouraged when I read this part of the lesson.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, because, Rebecca, don't let it affect you. I think, do you have any resolutions?
Yes. So maybe my resolutions will last longer than 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to doing what I was doing before.
Hey, that is a good phrase that appears at the end of our lesson today.Then I'll go back to eating normally, it says. Now, if you go back to, and then verb ing, okay, so that means you stop doing one thing so that you can do what you used to do and what you're used to.
For example, Philip just started a new schedule, waking up early and then going for a run. 2 weeks later, he went back to sleeping in. Poor Philip.
Poor Philip. Okay, friends, we do have more to learn about New Year's resolutions, but right now it's time for
the SC Challenge.
Yes! Hello and welcome to the first SC Challenge of the year 2018. Wow, time flies. Okay, let's welcome today's teachers into our studio. First of all, we have Linda.
Hi, everyone.
And Zach.
Hey, guys.
All right. Today's lesson is about New Year's resolutions. Can you just share your thoughts about New Year's resolutions for us?
You know, Gabe, I'm not such a believer in New Year's resolutions, and that's because you don't end up following through on most of those resolutions. So it's kind of a waste of time.
What about you, Zach?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Linda.I love the idea of challenging yourself or trying to set some new goals, but I often find that, yeah, often there isn't a follow-through.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the idea expressed in our lesson as well. And I do like that you like to challenge yourself, Zach. That's why you're here for the essay challenge.
That's right.
Okay, so here are the questions. Friends, see if you can guess the answers before they do. Number one, according to the lesson, in blank. Okay, so this is a fill in the blank with a word or phrase. In blank, a new year should be the time when people change their habits. A, all honesty. B, theory. C, my mind. Or D, a survey. Yes, Linda?
B, in theory.
B, in theory. Zach?
In all honesty?
In all honesty. You know what? Both of those answers work grammatically. However, according to the lesson, Linda is correct. In theory, a new year should be the time when people change their habits. But in all honesty, Zach, that was a good guess.
Just trying to be honest.
Yeah, good.
We know you're an honest guy, Zach.
All right, so number two. According to the lesson, what is one of the most popular New Year resolutions every year? A, losing weight. B, gaining weight. C, understanding weight. Or D, wait for the answer. Well, that was the same time, but Zach, I believe you were a little ahead.
I'm going to go with losing weight.
Losing weight, Linda?
Losing weight, definitely.
All right, you guys sure it's not, you know, gaining weight or something else?
No, I don't think that would really
be the most popular.
Yeah, be on anybody's New Year's resolution list.
Right, okay, well, you're both correct, but Zach was first, so 1 point for each. Are you guys ready for the last question?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
How long do most New Year's resolutions last? A, a few months. B, all year. C, less than a month. Or D, a few minutes. Linda?
I would say less than a month.
Okay, Zach?
A few minutes.
Okay, I really like that answer. However, most New Year's resolutions last less than a month. Linda, you are
yes.
correct.
Well done, well done.
However, Zach, are you speaking from personal experience?
Maybe yeah, there were a few years before.
Right.
Some years are better than others.
Yeah, I can resonate with that answer as well, Zach. Well, Linda is our winner for today. You both did a great job. Do you guys have anything else you would like to add here?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody. And remember to challenge yourself this year. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Hey, well, speaking of New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. Rebecca, do you have any resolutions for this year?
Well, 这个年, 我想要学中文.
Hey, yeah, mm-hmm. 你的中文可以进步. That is a good resolution, Rebecca.
Yes.
I think that you can do it. You just gotta practice.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, I think that Rebecca will last longer than just 3.5 weeks, right?
That's right, especially living here in Asia. Well, anyway, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Right here on
Studio Classroom. Just at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.